This is Carved in Bronze, Set in Stone. Written by Anonymous Dandelion and recorded by
Nosferatini as Crowley.
Silver Nightwalker as Heliodorus.
And narrated by Tipsy Kitty. Crowley stared at the sculpture in the artist's hands. Two winged man-shaped beings, muscles braced and limbs entangling, with hair, feathers, and sinuous forms carved in intricate detail. Bless it, he really needed to stop pouring his heart out to creative humans. This wasn't the first time it had happened. It had better be the last. Footnote 1. It would not be the last, not by any stretch of the imagination. A millennium and a half later, a similar episode with Leonardo da Vinci would result in a portrait that, once in his right, sober, mind again, Crowley would have to tear in two. One half would find a home concealed in the back of the same picture frame that held the Mona Lisa sketch. The other would be hidden deep in a bookshop in Soho. But that is another story. Return to text. If he wasn't careful, one of these days he'd say something he'd regret. Actually, it was probably too late for not regretting. He couldn't quite remember everything he told Heliodorus that time at the bar. It was possible Crowley might have had one drink too many that day, but he had a bad feeling it had been way too much and way too honest. A suspicion that was definitely supported by this new sculpture. Ugh. Why was it always the artists? Footnote 2. There were a few possible answers to this question. Perhaps artists were more likely to have the combined patience and motivation to listen to a rambling, impossible, but also fascinating and potentially inspiring sob story. Perhaps Crowley felt some affinity to those with an artistic bent, his own two fingers still occasionally itching with the far-distant memory of painting stars and weaving nebula. Perhaps it wasn't actually always artists at all. It was just that those particular humans were more likely to leave tangible evidence for Crowley to remember them by later. Return to text. He looked apprehensively from the statue to its sculptor.
Now, who are these supposed to be?
With an almost conspiratorial grin, Heliodorus tapped the head of the top figure.
This one is you.
Me?
Crowley peered at it.
Doesn't look much like me.
Since I didn't know what the other one should look like, I thought it was only fair to give you both a phase of imagination instead.
I see.
Thank someone for that. It would have been harder to deal with the sculpture if it had actually been a realistic rendition of Crowley's own corporation, portraying him striving with...
Who?
Crowley said slowly, with the creeping feeling that he knew the answer.
Is the other one?
Your friend, of course. That is, your...
The sculptor actually winked, and Crowley cursed his own drunken tongue for having no filter. Footnote 3. The curse didn't take. Crowley's tongue being demonic in nature and therefore mostly immune to curses. It was the thought that counted, though. Return to text.
Adversary. Good. See, there on the bottom. And you, my friend, are naturally the embodiment of evil.
He laughed. Like it was a joke rather than a plain statement of reality. Crowley looked closer at the statue.
Good and evil wrestling,
he observed aloud.
With evil triumphing.
Now he thought about it more. He realized this wasn't as incriminating as it seemed at first. Facial resemblance or lack thereof notwithstanding, a demon fighting, better yet, apparently overpowering, an angel surely wouldn't send a message any hellish superior could complain about.
Are you certain that they're wrestling?
Heliodorus inquired, too politely.
Well, sure, what else would...
Another wink from the artist, overly suggestive. Oh, blast. Crowley felt his face suddenly flaming. Footnote 4. Not literally, which was good, even Heliodorus, unfazed though he evidently was by his drinking buddy being a demon, would probably have been alarmed to see said drinking buddy start breathing fire. Return to text.
No, that's not, it's not like that. We aren't, I wouldn't even want that.
He sputtered to a stop at the sound of the artist's laughter. Heliodorus patted Crowley on the back, looking not apologetic at all.
All right, all right. Fine, my friend. You're right, obviously. They're just... wrestling.
His voice and expression made it clear he thought he was humoring a demon in denial. Footnote 5. Crowley was not in denial of anything. Absolutely not. He never denied anything, thank you very much. Returned text. But Crowley decided to let it go just this once. He did accept the sculpture, pressed as a gift as it was, if only to bring the embarrassing conversation to an end sooner. Not, of course, because Crowley cared in the least about a creation made for him personally that, luckily, didn't even recognizably depict the people it was supposed to depict. Absolutely not. There was nothing to care about. Not the human artist, not the imaginary subject matter, not the artwork itself. It was just another lump of fancily molded metal. And yet, 2 millennia and a couple dozen relocations later, that lump of fancily molded metal was preserved in marble. Footnote 6. He miraculously updated it to suit the fashion when the Romans got into marble. Then he liked the marble version so much, he decided to leave it that way. Returned text. And for whatever reason, the statue, good and evil inseparable, was still in Crowley's personal collection. The end.